Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we gather together to share a few moments in God's Word. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthian churches to collect money offerings as a part of a larger offering to be given by the churches in Macedonia to the followers in Jerusalem. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8 at verse 1. Our friends, we want you to know what God's grace has accomplished in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through, but their joy was so great that they were extremely generous in their giving, even though they are very poor. I can assure you that they gave as much as they could, and even more than they could. Of their own free will, they begged us and pleaded for the privilege of having a part in helping God's people in Judea. It was more than we could have hoped for. First, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then, by God's will, they gave themselves to us as well. So we urge Titus, who began this work, to continue it and to keep you complete, and to help you complete this special service of love. You are so rich in all you have, in faith, in speech, and knowledge, in your eagerness to help, and in your love for us. And so we want you to be generous also in this service of love. I'm not laying down any rules, but by showing you how eager others are to help, I'm trying to find out how real your own love is. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. My opinion is that it is better for you to finish now what you had begun last year. You were the first not only to act, but also be willing to act. On with it then and finish the job. Be as eager to finish it as you were to plan it, and do it with what you now have. If you were eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. I'm not trying to relieve others by putting a burden on you. But since you have plenty at this time, it is only fair that you should help those who are in need. Then, when you are in need and they have plenty, they will help you. In this way, both are treated equally. As the scripture says, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, where Paul writes, if you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. Well, beloved, it's obvious that life happens even in the New Testament church. And so the church in Corinth was one of the first churches to come up with the idea and get behind this love offering for the believers in Jerusalem. During this time, the believers in Jerusalem and surrounding areas were so terribly oppressed. They had nothing. They were losing their jobs. They were losing their homes. It was a terrible situation for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so the believers in Corinth said, let's go ahead and gather up some money and send it to them. Well, this and that happened, and they never got around to doing it. But the idea spread throughout the churches in the area, and the other churches have really gone out and extended themselves, their love, towards the Christians in Judea. And so Paul is back here talking to the Corinthians and saying, hey, it's time to finish what you start. Let's go ahead and get this offering together so that our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem don't suffer as this much. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, breathe a spirit of deep generosity into our churches that all followers of Jesus may be inspired to share the gifts of God with those in need. Gracious God, bless all your people with the abundance of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that his partner Titus will oversee the collection. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.